Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this April 11th, 2023. 10:06 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Maloff, here. At 10:30, we're going to welcome in J.R. Seward from Coldwell Banker Sear Realtors. In our wonderful segment every month, we share with him, Let's Talk Real Estate. Right now, our good friend Katie Wright is in with us from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good to hear.
Yeah.
Good to hear. Nice to have you in the studio, as always. How are things over at the Chamber? How's everybody holding up?
We're hanging in there.
Yeah. I imagine you guys, this is a, you know, go time for you guys. You're pretty busy from now.
Yeah.
I mean, really till the end of the year almost, if not longer. Well, we'll pass that. Got a lot of great events coming up. Let's go ahead and start right there. I see that Off the Clock at Lucky's on 2nd looks like our first event.
Yes. So April 17th from 4 to 6 p.m. at Lucky's on 2nd. This is a networking event. Lots of food, raffle prizes. Should be a good event. Free to the public. Don't need to register to show up.
It's nice when we can offer that. You can just be there because not everybody always knows what their day is going to look like.
Yeah.
And an event like this, it's got some business elements to it, but it's casual. It's a chance to get out, maybe see some people you haven't done in a while, haven't seen in a while, and everything, and make sure to get those business cards out.
Yes. Yep.
It's a big one that I'm trying to remind myself of. I got all these business cards and nobody has them.
I forget to take them.
Yeah,
it's just, just take them.
This is, maybe that's another good part of this event. It'll help people like get in the routine of grabbing their business cards and handing them out and everything.
Absolutely.
It's a brief event too. It's 4 to 6.
Yep.
It's not a huge time commitment.
No.
And a big shout out to Lucky's on 2nd too. Great place. Great establishment.
Yes.
Good people. You can't ask for any better atmospheres than that to be able to hang out, do some, networking, and just really like just being a citizen, just, running into people and stuff.
Oh, yeah. And if you haven't been there, definitely be a good time to go.
Got appetizers, raffle prizes. People love those too. That'll be fun. It's a good event, a nice one, and a great chance to network and maybe see some people you haven't seen in a while.
Absolutely.
Off the Clock at Lucky's on 2nd, April 17th from 4 to 6.
Yes.
Next up. I see we have the job and resource fair coming up.
Yeah, that's coming up pretty quick.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was that right around the corner like that. Wow. Let's talk about this.
Yeah, so I was going to say, I talked to Laura the other day. They were still looking for 5 more booths to fill.
Okay.
So if you're looking to, join us at the job fair, definitely contact her and she can get you in there.
Yeah, the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, Mid-State Technical College, Job Center of Wisconsin Rapids are all coming together to host this job and resource and transfer fair. It's a free event, job seekers, and no pre-registration is required.
Yep.
So, again, that's a pretty good one, especially if you're dealing with students, like kids. Get them to commit to, just show up. Just come on down. This fair will include potential jobs along with resource booths. This will be a one-stop event to explore many jobs available in the area.
Yep.
There's no fee for people to go to this. And if you or someone you know is looking for a new career, this is something to check out. Now, I think of young people immediately with an event like this. I think a lot of people do with job fairs and that. But we've learned in the last 10, or I should say last 6 or 7 years, that a lot of people are looking to go from a job to a career. Looking for going from a job or a career to a passion. Or maybe just doing something different.
Right.
We also have a lot of people that maybe they are looking for an extra income or something like that.
Yep.
There's just so many jobs available and so many different types of positions available.
Right.
Giving a kind of one-stop shop kind of thing for people is a really smart idea.
Oh, yeah. And to be in front of someone to talk to rather than going to Indeed and just applying with your resume.
Right.
Just showing up, talking, get a feel for the people and the job.
Because I noticed this a while back. I haven't had to apply for a job in a long time, luckily. But the last time I did and the people I've talked to, it seems like so much of the interviewing process nowadays is on the phone or on Zoom or on Skype. Though nothing against that. I understand that's the way of the world. But, man, when you can get in front of somebody and really make a personal connection and hand them your resume and those things.
Oh, yeah.
It goes so much farther, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's also really good experience for these kids, for anybody, really. I don't know many people who couldn't use more reps and more experience talking to an owner, a manager, you know, figuring out, hey, what do you guys want? What are you looking for?
And I feel like, you know, even having maybe not so much social skills, but getting the courage to, like, talking to somebody.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nerve-wracking.
It's so nerve-wracking.
Going in for a job interview.
For sure.
There's very few people who are calm about that and everything.
Yeah.
The more repetition, the more times you're doing these kind of things, the less, you know, nervous you might be, and the more chance you're able to give your true self to an interview. And finding out what people want, you know, what these businesses want and everything. If I want to go into law and there's a law firm there, being able to ask specific questions, that kind of thing. I think we are much more likely to come up with questions in our head and more likely to ask said questions when it's in person.
Oh, absolutely. Can't really do that when you just apply on Indeed. Click of a button.
It's a little tough to do.
Yeah.
It's such a great thing. And again, all of the people involved in this, all the bright people, the Chamber, of course, with the connections that you guys have, our great friends at Midstate being a part of this is huge. And it's very good to have the Job Center as a part of this as well. That makes sense.
Absolutely.
All people that know what they're doing. So these are people that are able to help young people, other people with lining people up with the right job for them. And not just making a paycheck, maybe, but enjoying that paycheck, enjoying the work that you do. The 2023 Job Resource and Transfer Fair taking place April 19th, 1 to 5, and this is going to be happening over at Midstate.
Yep.
Let's see. We're moving on here. We're getting closer to the end of April. Toast to Great Futures. That is coming up on April 21st from 7 to 10. It's a fun event, of course, with the Boys and Girls Club, the benefit that they have. We talked about that. It's a great event. We do have Coffee with the Chamber coming up. Is that the last one for April? Coffee with the Chamber will take on April 26th. Where is that one taking place?
So that'll be at the Chamber, or it is absolutely virtual. That is from 8:30 to 9:30 in the morning. You do need to register at our website at wisconsinrapidschamber.com, and we have a very special guest. We have Angel Whitehead back in the building, so it should be a great one.
Angel Whitehead. Guys, I feel like I should know that name.
Rings a bell, right?
Angel's amazing. Angel's great. She's one of the people that helped me feel comfortable doing this gig.
She's helped me a lot too, for sure.
Good to hear. This is a part of what we appreciate about her too, is her coming back and doing things with the chamber stuff. She joked that she wouldn't really be leaving. She's still going to do
stuff.
She's
always at the chamber. Let's be real.
Angel Whitehead, of course, is the current president and CEO of Synergy. Big congratulations again to her that and everything.
We're happy.
So not only having her as a guest speaker, because she is a great public speaker.
Oh my gosh, she's great.
Definitely knows what she's talking about. But having signing people up to do this herself before, I think that's kind of neat and kind of cool to have somebody doing that gig who has signed people up for it. So she really knows what's expected of her and everything.
Absolutely.
And she's got a lot to give, a lot to say here with this. It's a great event. And this is one where we do encourage people to register.
Yes, register online. I will say we have coffee sponsored by Out of the Box. Oh. And the event is sponsored by Ho-Chunk Gaming in Nakusa. So we're going to have some great coffee. Great conversations.
We love Angel. She's amazing. Yes. We buried the lead there. That coffee, that's some great coffee.
That'll make me just go in and sell.
Angel's cool and all, but coffee. I'm joking. that is a great combination of things and sponsors and such. And again, this is going to take place on April 26th from 8:30 to 9:30. Coffee with the Chamber featuring CEO of Synergy, a president and CEO of Synergy, Angel Whitehead. Gonna be fun. That's gonna be a good event,
It will be a good one.
The Sip Shop and Support Local. It is finally time for that time of year. It's coming up at the end of the month.
Yep. So April 29th through May 7th. If you don't know what Sip Shop and Support Local, it's our third annual local campaign for this. It's a 9-day event where you get a passport And in that week, you go to local businesses that signed up for this event, and you do a little shopping, have some lunch, dinner, whatever it is. And once you're done shopping, you bring this passport back to the chamber to be entered into a raffle prize.
I see people throughout this week running around with these you know, passports.
Yeah.
And the first year or two I saw this, I didn't know what was going on. And then I start working with Steph, who, you know, was part of the people that, one of the people that helped create this and stuff, this event and everything. And her excitement and passion for it is still there. It's so cool to see. And the people that get behind this, the people that enjoy this, it's such a fun event. It's certainly, first and foremost, great way of buying local, supporting our local businesses and everything. That's always a good idea.
Right.
But the idea of getting people to maybe a business that they didn't even know was there.
Right.
Or a business they haven't visited in a while. It's a great way to be able to do that. Are you guys still looking for businesses to be on the passports? Is that all booked up?
Nope. I mean, we're still looking for people. So whether you're an investor with us, we'd love to have you on there. It's just a small fee of $35 plus a raffle prize. So we'd love to have you.
Seems like a very good investment when you're talking about the advertising that you get being a part of something like this.
Absolutely.
The community involvement.
Yep.
You know, I don't think enough gets said about that. We have so many great businesses around this town that you always see attached to a local high school event or something like this. You always see their name. You can almost mark it down. They're definitely going to be a part of it. And they just continue to put back into this community. So that's always a nice rush of good feelings to see. But this time of year, it's getting nicer out. People bopping around, going from shop to shop. It's just a fun event, too.
It is. And it's just around Mother's Day, so it'd be a good time to go think of your mom.
Yeah. For some people out there, we just shook them. Like, wait a minute, what? Mother's Day's around the corner?
Yes, like, guys.
Yeah. So this is a perfect event. This event may actually be the last line of defense for those of us that, like, forgot Mother's Day or something. Like, oh God, now's our last chance. And we'll just stop at one of these shops and get some stuff for mom. It's a great event, and again, it kicks off on April 29th, goes to May 7th. Where can people get their passports? If they are they available yet? When will they be available?
Yep, so they're not quite ready yet, but you can get them at the chamber, and we'll make everyone aware once they're ready.
Sounds good, and we'll be sure to spread the word about that when that starts.
Yay.
We got one more event to get into, no, we don't. We have now we're going into next month. Jeez, what happened to April? April flew by.
We just got here.
We literally just got here. It's only the 11th of the month. But we are looking ahead at May. And of course, Sip Shop and Support Local does continue until May 7th. Something to keep in mind and something to have fun with as well. But plenty of good things going on in May. We have the 2023 Leadership Graduation Dinner coming up. That'll be a good event for the class. Yeah. It's always fun to see that.
Yep, so that's at Bullseye, so Wednesday, May 24th. If you want to come to that, you can register online.
It's a great opportunity to not only support some of our leaders in this area and future leaders and support these leadership groups. It's a great opportunity maybe for you to learn a little bit more about the leadership group and this great thing that exists in our town here that, you know, a lot of people, it's been around so long. I think people think they may know it, but maybe it's grown or changed since the last time you were updated on what they do a part of these groups.
Right.
It's a good idea to check out, especially for employers out there.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's a nice, fun event. Again, one of these events that, you can't argue with an event like this that takes place, for one, at Bullseye Country Club, which you're never going to have a bad time at Bullseye. And it's a great chance to support the community.
Absolutely.
We're speaking with Katie Wright from the Chamber, Hard Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. And Katie, one of the things that I wanted to do before we let you go today was talking about the benefits of being a chamber member.
Absolutely.
It's something that we don't get the chance to touch on that often, so I thought today might be a good opportunity to do that.
Sure. Let's do that.
Let's get wild, you guys.
All right. Get excited. So why should you join the chamber? I feel like with joining us, there's a lot of networking events that you can do as part of being a chamber member. We have marketing, so you can get your name out at like no to little cost in advertising through our social media, our website, emails, you name it. I just feel like getting your name out even here, people always come to our website to look for people that they need. Example, you know, someone for their house, where can I look to go get a massage? They go to our website. You're right there on our website. So visibility. We have gift certificates. People come to our chamber for gift certificates. So your name will be on there with chamber gift certificates. But there's so much that you can get out of being a chamber member.
I think, you know, especially if we just said the one you get one thing with being a chamber member, and it's promotion. That alone, you've got a return on your investment for what the chamber is asking. Getting that promotion, as somebody who works in a medium where promotion is king and stuff, radio doesn't exist without advertising and all that. I can tell you how much that can cost to some people, and the cost of that alone, you're getting your money back. Like the just with what Katie was saying there about it on the website, let alone on social media or being on any at the any of the events and your name being on there as well. There's the ability to stay informed as well. There's, you know, you get regular emails and news alerts about your community. You keep informed about your community, which you are not a smart business if you do not stay informed about your community. That, I don't mean to be blunt or tense or mean or anything, but honestly, I don't know how you can run a business and not be informed about your community. This is a great way to do that. This is a great way to be up on things. The referrals that exist with this. When you're a chamber member, and you were giving a good example there, I'm looking for a masseuse. Well, who are the first masseuses that are going to be mentioned from the chamber? It's going to be chamber members. So, I mean, you're it's a little like a lot of people spend lots of money with Google to have their name be the first one to pop up on the when you search for masseuse in Wisconsin Rapids. They want to be the first name to pop up. You can save some money and go through the chamber, and you have a very similar scenario. The educational opportunities. You know, that's a big one too with this.
And then you also get access to our website. So you, it's basically you logging into our website. You can do job postings. You can update your logo. You can sign up for events through our website. So, I mean, there's a lot of great benefits that come out of this. And I will give an example. My, my husband works at Sam Valley. They posted some jobs for there, and he definitely got lots of hits just through our website. So even if you have something that you want to post, definitely do it through our website. We get a lot of people coming through there.
That's a good gig. That's a nice gig.
It's a great gig.
A lot of people love working out there. I've heard some great things about it. Discount programs are there for chamber members as well. Many investors offer discounts on goods and services to fellow members. So it's a little bit, it's sort of being a club member, you know, sort of thing with that. There are a couple of other things too that we don't get to touch on very often. The legislative involvement, like that's an interesting thing to me that I don't know if all chambers offer that, but I find it unique about ours. We're very close with our representatives here in rural areas, and especially here in Rapids. Not only do they join us on the air here all the time, but they join events all the time. They're very accessible when it comes. We just had a legislative breakfast. The first names to sign up were our local representatives. I think that connection doesn't hurt.
No, not at all.
And you get such a return for you get a return for a bang for your buck. You get a return on your investment. I think that the one of the more universal things people around the world want is a return on their money. I spend $5, I want $5 worth. You get that with the chamber and then some. There's no way to be able to. If I advertise my business on the chamber and I'm there for a year, and I'm on this and this and this and the website and this and that, there's literally no way for me to put that into dollars and cents of what that has just gotten me on a return on my investment. That's how big that can be. That's the kind of power that you get with being a part of the chamber. There are certain things that you get, benefits you get from it. They showcase your business in the lobby, showcasing your business at events, those sorts of things. And I'm glad you brought up the gift certificate thing. I think I forget to mention that all the time, but that is huge.
And not many people know that you can get a chamber certificate at all. And it has all of our investors on it. So
that's another thing too. You, when you become a chamber member, you are a part, you were on that. You are a part of that gift card thing there. So that's a, and gift cards have always been huge and they are continuing to be.
Oh, absolutely.
We did mention Mother's Day.
Yes, you guys, Mother's Day is coming up. Don't forget.
It's not a bad gift. It's not a bad gift.
But if it's last minute and it's a Saturday and you're like, oh my gosh, my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a go to the chamber. Get her gifts today. Let her pick her own thing.
Exactly.
There are plenty of reasons to, and Katie and I only have a half an hour here. We don't have enough time to get into every single thing that is why it's we encourage you to be a chamber member. But there are plenty of other great reasons. Encourage you to reach out to the chamber and find out more. Yeah. Katie, also wanted to mention this too, and just wanted to touch on this a little bit because it's one of the features on the Chamber's website. You can go to WisconsinRabbitsChamber.com to find out more about this. Starting or growing a business. There are plenty of people out there that are looking to do this. Mm-hmm. And I think it is a really cool thing to be able to offer your community of, okay, I got this great idea. I want to start a business. Now what? Yeah. You know, like, where do I go from here? How do I even get this off the ground? Where do I go? What do I do? The chamber is there to kind of give you a hand with this, sort of training wheels along with it and everything. They want to grow our area. That is the point of the chamber, is awareness to our area, supporting our local businesses. If you are about to become one of those businesses, the chamber's got an investment in that. Yeah. They want you to be be able to flourish and everything. So they have a number of different ways that you can... they can help you with this, and encourage you to go to the chamber's website and just look under that search tab, start or grow a business. If there are people out there looking to do this, I can't tell you what a great resource that is.
Oh yeah, and if you need help with that or have questions, Stacy's kind of, you know, in control of that, so she would be happy to sit down and talk to you what your next steps are too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mention this nearly enough either. We tell people to stop by the chamber, but I never tell people when you're open.
Well, that would be nice. Yeah, Someone might come at 4:05 and we're not there.
Exactly. Monday through Friday, 8 to 4 is when you can stop by at the chamber and visit them. And of course, again, great events coming up with the chamber. Let's just touch on one or two of these real quick to wrap up April. We have got coming up on the 17th. Off the clock at Lucky's on 2nd. It's going to be a fun one.
Yes, from 4 to 6. Don't need to register. Just come on in.
Yeah, stop on by. It's going to be a great one. Appetizers, raffle prizes, open to the public. Yes. Come on down to Lucky's on 2nd on the 17th for that event. Of course, the job and resource transfer fair coming up. That is going to be on April 19th.
Yeah.
1 to 5 over at Mid-State Technical College. And let's see. Oh, another coffee with the chamber coming up on the 20. When is that? The 26th?
26th. Yeah, from 8:30 to 9:30. You do need to register, so make sure to go to our website, and we'll have Angel Whitehead plus coffee from Out of the Box. So thank you.
Ooh, Angel and coffee.
Angel and coffee. That's like the best combo.
That really is. That really. Also, that would be that's a great name for a shop. That's a great. We got a lot of coffee shops, but we could have one more. That's a good name.
Angel.
For it. Yeah, I like that. Katie, if people have follow-up questions, if there's businesses out there that want to be a part of any of these things that we've been talking about today, how can people reach you?
Just call me. I wrote down my phone number. I always forget, and I'm very good with my phone number. But so 715-422-4859. Or if you just want to pop on in, come say hi. I will be happy to talk to you.
Always appreciate you guys stopping by and saying hi to our friends at the Chamber. And always a good time talking with you. Thank you so much. Events and Engagement Director Katie Wright with us from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Talk again real soon, Katie.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be back with our friends at at Coldwell Banker Sear Realtors. We've got Let's Talk Real Estate coming up in just a moment here on Morning Magazine at WFHR.